remember Halloween last year? The advice from experts was just stay home.
There is no trick-or-treating in the city.
This year, things have changed. There is far more freedom, but there is still uncertainty.
We can't forget about the tradition that we have. And if we lose that tradition, we've lost so much.
How do we have Halloween fun but still stay safe? We'll find out. And the scary season can be scary for pets, too. As much fun as pet parents may have dressing up their best friends, there are hazards and stressors to protect them from as well. And if you opt to enjoy the outdoor Halloween festivities tonight, we'll show you the land of Hauntoween, which is so much more than just a pumpkin fest. In depth, the Halloween version starts right now. Hello, everyone. I'm Hal Eisner. Happy Halloween. It's definitely happier than last year, though things are not quite what you'd call back to normal. But we are now at the point in the pandemic where people may be feeling more comfortable getting back to their holiday traditions, whether that means Halloween parties or handing out candy at the door or letting the kids go trick-or-treating. But the question remains, should they feel comfortable? To answer that and many other questions, we have Dr. Catherine Williamson with us. She's a pediatrician with Providence Mission Hospital in Orange County. She's also the president of the Orange County chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics. This is one very special day in all of our lives. We remember it as kids, and we continue to enjoy it with kids, whether they come to our door or whether they're our kids going out. And so when you think of Halloween and you think of the patients that you deal with and the young people, what is your advice? What do you think?
So first of all, I love Halloween. It is probably one of my favorite holidays of the year. And I love finding out what my patients are going to be for Halloween, whether it's something scary or a princess or a unicorn. And we can't lose that spirit this year. It's so important for kids to go out and have fun. And there are so many ways they can do that and be safe.
Well,
so
I want to talk about that because I think that's very important. I mean, it is a holiday of fun. I've always enjoyed it. I tell people it's Halloween because it's named after me, right? But I mean, there are things that we have to be concerned about. And when it comes to whether we go door to door, when we're still kind of in the tail end of this pandemic, is social distancing a good idea? What should we be thinking about?
That is such a great question. And the answer is yes, right? I mean, so many of us have had the fortune to be vaccinated. But right now, kids less than 12 years of age, which is the majority of kids going out and trick-or-treating, are not vaccinated and they are not protected. So it's important to maintain that social distancing that we've been doing and make sure as much as you can stay outside, right? Trick-or-treating is traditionally outside. So staying outside and making sure the gathering happens outside, making sure that you're not in large groups. And if you're going to be around anybody that is not in your inner circle, wear a mask. And then vaccinate everyone in your family who can be vaccinated. Those are three key things to keep you and your kids safe.
Now, as we're taping this, we're kind of waiting for federal authorities to go ahead and approve the vaccine for 5 to 12-year-olds. So it could happen by the time we air this. But the thing is that is a very significant move. And how do you feel about it? Do you approve of that?
For the 5 to 11-year-old vaccines, I'm very excited for this vaccine coming. Everything that I've seen in the studies has shown that it is just as safe and just as effective as it has been for our kids ages 12 to 18. And I've seen in my own practice, kids who are vaccinated and have been around anybody else with COVID, they've stayed safe and they've stayed healthy. And that's the best protection we can give our kids 5 to 11. It's time for them to be safe too.
But as they go out on the sidewalks and knock on the doors, they have to just kind of remember, if they are going to do that, that it's important to kind of stay a little apart from other kids, stay apart from people at the door, that kind of thing.
Yeah, well, and the great thing about Halloween, right, is they're dressed up. So masks, which can be fun already, are even more fun. So finding a costume that already has a mask in it, you know, if a kid's dressed up as a cat, but you can put a black mask on and make some whiskers out of it. So you could always find the fun. And masking is a good way to add it to the Halloween costume and keep your kids safe.
You know, we get a lot of edibles on Halloween. But one of the things that we didn't have to worry about years ago were marijuana edibles. That's now, of course, legal. And you know, there is a case where marijuana was actually mixed in with some children's candy. Take a look at this video right here. This was seized during a traffic stop. This is cannabis. The candy that you're looking at is cannabis, but it's hard to tell that from regular candy, right? Should parents be concerned about this? How should parents approach this? It's not a needle in an apple.
Right, exactly. You know, if parents make sure that their kids are going to houses that they know and friends that they feel comfortable and safe with, this really should minimize the risk of candy that shouldn't be there getting in the bowl, because it has a few passes, right? First, it's the houses who are buying that candy, and it's the parents then going through the candy. So always make sure at the end of the evening, before your child eats any candy, that you look through all the wrappers. Make sure that it's a legit piece of candy. It is completely closed and has no tears in it. And if your child has any food allergies, you have to be mindful of that too, that it doesn't contain any of the allergens.
You know, as we talk about this and we think about this, we're talking about the kids. But you know, the parents get a little stressed out thinking about all this stuff for their kids and not even so sure whether they ought to be taking their kids out on the sidewalk. I'm going to ask you, I know you're a pediatrician, but what would you tell parents?
So many things. How long do you have?
We got a couple minutes.
I think the thing with parents is first of all, fun doesn't necessarily need to take a super long time, right? So for kids, particularly when they're younger, having just the experience of going to a few houses can really be exciting for some kids. And maybe those houses are your next door neighbor. Maybe it's their grandparents. So doing just a short amount of trick-or-treating can really fit the bill. And the other thing too is Halloween is so much more than trick-or-treating. You can have a movie night at your house. You can do a parade down the street. There's so many ways to be creative that doesn't even involve the trick-or-treating.
What are you going to be for Halloween?
You know, I'm thinking about being Harry Potter. I'm kind of a big Potter fan.
Are you really? I was thinking about I was thinking about being a news reporter. What do you think?
You know, I think that's going to work for you.
It might. It may. Anyway, final thought. Bottom line is what? Enjoy yourself, but what?
Enjoy yourself, have fun, and it's really easy to be safe. So find the fun and be safe.
And, you know, just because we do have a minute left, I just want to do one more thing. I want to go back to what we said earlier. The most important bullet points as we leave everybody right now, the most important bullet points that you want to share with people as they go out tonight, Halloween, are what?
Stay outside. Avoid large groups. Wear a mask when you're around anybody who's not in your family. And make sure everybody in your family who can be vaccinated against the COVID-19 virus is vaccinated.
All right, very good. Dr. Williamson, thanks so much. Have a good time out there trick-or-treating and enjoy your Halloween. And coming up next on Fox 11 News In Depth. So you're up to date on how to help your kids navigate the holiday. What about your pets? There are things you can do to help them deal with this holiday as well and not get stressed out or sick. We'll have more on that right after this. Don't go away. Welcome back to Fox 11 News In Depth. I'm Hal Eisner. People dressed up in costume, the doorbell ringing every few minutes, strangers coming and going, strange objects and smells. Halloween can be a major stressor for your dog or cat, right? But there are ways of making Halloween and the upcoming holiday season easier for our furry friends. Here are some pieces of advice from Nick Rengier, who's the founder and CEO of Bark and Birch. And Nick, welcome. Good to see you. And happy Halloween. And, you know, this is a season where our dogs get a little bit stressed out, don't they? Our cats as well. All of our pets.
Yes, they can indeed. And I think there's a lot of potential dangers that some dog owners might not be aware of. So it'd be good to discuss this in a bit more depth today.
Well, you know, I just from my own experience with the dog and the cat that we have, it can really be troubling, and they get they just get so anxious, and the cat goes under the bed, and the dog barks, and how do we calm them down? How do we keep them from getting all nervous when the kids are coming to the door, knocking on the door in spooky costumes and that sort of thing?
Well, first and foremost, I think it's good to prevent it. So it's good to enlist a dog trainer or a dog behaviorist if your dog is suffering from these issues beforehand already. But besides that, there are things like fireworks, which can scare your dog off, obviously. So it's always good to microchip your dog. But during the day, in positive reinforcement, a lot of exercise, a lot of mental enrichment, a lot of good positive stuff towards your dog, reinforce the good behavior. So when the busier times are with people knocking the door and the fireworks, you can go back to reinforcing these good things.
Well, you know, let's say you haven't had an experience with your pet on a Halloween past. You have a new pet, and here come the kids knocking on the doors, trick-or-treat. Do you take the pet with you to the door? Do you leave them to where they can see what's going on? Or you take them to the back room and sort of give them something to nibble on and stay out of the way?
If your dog is not used to being around many people, I wouldn't use that as a specific time to make that change. I guess we recommend to create a safe space for dogs, be that a crate, be that a backspace where your dog normally rests when he or she is tired. And I would use that space as a good space, but it's all connected back to the positive. It needs to be a positive, happy place for the dog, and it can't be a punishment. You can't just put a dog in a back room because he or she might be responding badly to what is happening. It needs to be a, here you go, this is your safe space, and here is, everything is all right here.
Right, and I get that. It could be misunderstood by the pet. You know, you got all this candy that's coming into the house. The kids are bringing it in. They put it out on the table. Now you got sugar, you got chocolate, you got xylitol, you got all kinds of stuff there. What should we be concerned about with that candy in the house and our pets?
Yeah, they're the obvious things, candy, chocolate, but there's also other things, turkey bones, turkey, which can cause an upset stomach within dogs. A turkey carcass sitting out in the backyard can cause digestion problems. But there's also other things which people might not think about, which are fir trees that produce oils and are mildly toxic to dogs. And once they ingest it, it can cause the dogs to vomit. The sharp tips of trees can bring an extra cause of concern, as there's obviously a mild risk once this is ingested. Tinsel, angel hair in your trees, because when they consume this, it can cause a blockage in your dog's stomach. And there's a few other things that we would not recommend having around dogs. Glass Christmas balls. If you have a bit of a boisterous dogs, these can break. And if you're not around, the dog can ingest it, which can obviously cause some nasty internal damage to a dog.
Well, let's circle back to the chocolate, because that's what ends up in my place. A lot of chocolate. So chocolate's not that good for these dogs and cats, is it?
No, chocolate, candy canes, but there are all sorts of things like the little raisins that you often find in Christmas pies. They can be poisonous to dogs. Fruit, chocolate can definitely be harmful, but also the other things like artificial sweeteners. So please keep your dog away from anything that isn't made for dogs.
Or cats. I mean, this is yeah, of course. Yeah, you know, we're talking about Halloween here, but we've got Thanksgiving, we've got Christmas, Hanukkah, we've got Kwanzaa, we've got New Year's, all these holidays, just one after another. And of course, that's all anxiety provoking for these little critters, because like you pointed out earlier, you get fireworks that comes kind of around New Year's when people try to celebrate with noise. But you have a lot of other things going on during these holidays. And so as we go forward, looking at the happy holidays, how do we keep these happy for our pets?
Well, first, you have to decide, is it the best? I think a lot of people want to have their dogs around during the festive holidays, but perhaps it might be a good thing to send your dog off to a good doggy daycare. Here at Bark and Birch, all of our trainers are ex-army staff or ex-police staff, so they keep dogs in their home environments where they do a trainings program for a few weeks, which could be a potential option. But if not...
But I got to ask you one more thing. We're looking at some video right here. When you got pets in costumes, okay, as cute as that can be, is that a good idea?
I'm not a big fan of it. I think let dogs be dogs. There's a lot more fun stuff that we can enrich dogs with. Mental and physical stimulation is what dogs enjoy, not dressing up in a costume, which it is all cute, but I think they rather play, be trained, and enjoy being a dog.
Rather than be dressed up like Bat Dog or something, right?
I guess.
All right, Nick, thanks so much. Good to see you. Thanks for spending some time with us. And coming up next on Fox 11 News in Depth, in-person experiences are back as pandemic restrictions lighten up. But what is different about those beloved holiday excursions, and are people embracing them again? We'll find out right after the break. Don't go away. We're back with more in-depth haunting, and we're looking at another sign of the season. Most of the Halloween events, from haunted houses to pumpkin patches, were either canceled or went to drive-thrus last year. We're now seeing a resurgence and a reemergence of those events. This one, for example, in Woodland Hills. All through October, Haunt-O-Ween has been welcoming back guests in person. And here to talk about that, Jason Smith, the Chief Experience Officer of the Experiential Supply Company that sponsors this. That's quite a title, Chief Experience Officer. Kind of like that one.
Thank you. Have some fun over here.
Yeah, happy Halloween. How you doing?
And to you. We're doing great.
All right. Well, tell us a little bit about your event over there. Last year, your event was converted to a drive-through experience. And how did that go?
It was incredible. You know, the backstory of us as a company is we're most known for our work in entertainment, you know, promoting various theatrical and film releases in the real world. You know, these are pop-ups or micro theme parks. And the pandemic sort of changed all of that. And given my daughter is born on Halloween, when it came time talking about what we were going to do for her birthday last year, this idea started to manifest of doing a little trick-or-treat town that she could just enjoy. And as that snowballed, it turned into, well, let's do a drive-through and invite the whole city and see how it goes. And it went great. It was so much fun to put on and see all the families come through. And the ethos of Halloween is to create a really vast place that the entire holiday lives in one single location.
So here we are kind of, you know, in an area where people are starting to feel a little more comfortable now, but we still do have that pandemic out there. So how are you dealing with that?
Of course. So Haunt-O-Ween is spread out over 4 acres here in Woodland Hills. Everything is outdoors. We do timed entry, so we make sure everyone sort of has their space between arrivals and plenty of area to wander and explore and interact with everything that lives here.
And so that timed entry, how much time between each guest?
30 minutes between each guest on arrival. And then, you know, one of the different things from last year to this year is, you know, a drive-thru is a very linear experience. You start, you go, and you exit. Here with all the space we have, we decided to kind of create an environment where people could just find their little world and stay as long as you like and kind of go at your own pace. We have food and bars and places to sit and eat and do arts and crafts or ride a merry-go-round or get on the baby roller coaster, get your face painted. So there's all of these amazing thematic nooks throughout the property to just kind of come out with your family and, again, enjoy everything that this holiday is about. And be with each other.
I wanted to ask you a little bit about what's out there, but besides what you just mentioned, what about the scary stuff? What's the haunting stuff out there?
So I have three young daughters, and all of this is curated with them in mind. We want families to be able to get out together and not worry about the blood or the jump scares or the gore. This is spooky Halloween fun at its most fantastic setup.
Did you have any problems last year at all when it came to sort of dealing with the pandemic protocols? And you've been out there for a while now. Tonight's the last night of the event. But I mean, have you had any sort of issues going on with regard to people getting sick or transmission or anything? Has it just been perfect?
So last year was very different than this year, even with people in their cars. You know, if your windows were down, you needed to have a mask on. So there was an incredible amount of precautions put in place here, which created a very unique sort of experience for people. This year, definitely what we're seeing is people are a little more relaxed. You know, we still have masks as an option, and they're here to just enjoy themselves and kind of just be out in the open air under the pretty lights, and they go trick-or-treating. And it's amazing just to see the families together out smiling and having a great time.
You know, some of what I saw last year when I went through a drive-through or two, I noticed it felt like, a little like a Disney ride where you were in a boat and you were going through the ride. But this was, you were in a car and you were going through the ride. But it still seemed like people really enjoyed themselves. And that's what I took away from it, that despite the protocols last year and despite the restrictions, people still got a lot out of it. Would you agree with that at your event?
I would. You know, we had 30,000 cars go through our drive-thru last year. That's a lot of families, you know, spending a night with us. And I think the only takeaway from the drive-thru was all of the effort and energy that goes into creating these elaborate sets is sort of, you're not able to enjoy it as much because you're passing by it within seconds. And that was something that was really important for us here this year, knowing that people were going to be on foot, was, you know, to not set up these photo ops and vignettes, but make the entire set really your hero shot, where you could just find your own little photo op in a safe little corner and explore. So that's the biggest difference, I think, between the drive-thrus and the walk-through.
Yeah, but I'm going to take a wild guess. You spent a lot of money last year trying to make that something that people could do. So what about the financial recovery of all of that?
So the funny story there, you know, going back to my original point, our history as a business was a work for hire within entertainment and other brands, you know, where we would get paid to do those jobs. Hauntoween last year was our first time putting our money out to put on a show, and it was an all-in bet. So it's fun to have put that on. It was successful, and following it, we went and did another drive-through called Wonderland, which was equally as big and fun. It was Christmas-themed. So, yeah, a lot of money goes into that, and I hope when people come here, they can understand and see that very quickly with the high production value that goes into it.
Well, Jason is one of those names associated with a scary movie at Halloween, but I'm going to choose to think of you as the chief experiential officer, and it's good to talk to you. Thanks so much for being here with us. Tonight's the last night of this event. Don't forget, 6100 block of Topanga Canyon in Woodland Hills. So thanks again, Jason. Appreciate it. We'll be right back with more right after this break. Don't go away. And finally, if you haven't already, please check out my podcast. It's called What the Hal, and it's available wherever you subscribe to podcasts or just go to whatthehalpodcast.com. That's it for this week's Fox 11 News in Depth. Thanks for joining us. We leave you with another glimpse of those adorable Halloween pets. Happy Halloween, everyone. Have a great week. See you next time. Bye-bye.